Nothing changed from Tuesday's regular meeting of North Bay City Council when it comes to advancing the Twin Pad Arena and Community Center to the next step. See related. New arena inches closer to design phase despite opposition. In lockstep with the previous vote, a 9-2 majority prevailed on Thursday to move the controversial project along as the council addressed a notice of reconsideration from Coun. Jamie Lowery, an attempt to reverse the Tuesday evening decision, during which Lowery and Coun. Sarah Inch voted against the staff recommendation to authorize the issuing of a request for proposal to contractors with a project target budget of $60 million that would employ a progressive design build. Lowery's notice of reconsideration during Tuesday's regular meeting was immediately met with a response from Mayor Peter Chirico stating he would call Thursday's special meeting to address the matter. Lowery maintains the language in Section 36 of the City of North Bay's procedural by-law calls for the reconsideration to be addressed at the next regular meeting, which, as of Tuesday, was scheduled for February 27. Mayor Chirico's interpretation of the by-law prevailed as he opened the proceedings and noted the meeting was called rather hurriedly as we do face some deadlines with this project. It's not possible to give the required notice for the meeting, and as specified in our by-laws. Our first action must be to suspend, for this meeting only, the applicable by-laws. The council voted 9-2 with Lowery and Inch against suspending the rules so the matter could be addressed on Thursday. The 8-minute special council meeting had just one agenda topic. The reconsideration might seem to some observers as a petulant move by Lowery in a continuing battle of wills with Chirico, especially in light of the number of votes he needed to flip to reverse the decision, but Lowery explained his reasoning in his remarks on Thursday, saying he was trying to extend the decision to the next regular meeting on February 27 as members of the West Ferris community are scheduled to delegate counsel regarding the future of the West Ferris Centennial Community Arena at that meeting. See, West Ferris Arena motion shows cracks in the ice at council. I think it only fair to hear what the community has to say before committing to this major project, Lowery said. This suspension means that the normal course of council business will be circumvented as it should have been heard at the next regular meeting. We should not be suspending rules so capriciously. Suspending rules should be used in extraordinary circumstances, like a community emergency. Rules are in place to ensure fairness, accessibility, and transparency, to foster healthy debate and as good public policy. Lowery added the notice of reconsideration was to provide the council with an opportunity or second sober thought given the magnitude and implication of this decision. We need to listen to our community. See also, city ready to go to market on new arena with $60 million target. Coun. Tanya Vrabash responded to Lowery's comments. To say that we're not being transparent or not giving the community the opportunity for discussion, this conversation has been happening for, I think 12 years, I can't even count anymore. The opportunities for motions that have come to council in regards to West Ferris Arena have come up over and over again, including in this term. There have been ample opportunities for members of the community to voice their opinions, which they have, either through emails and they've had opportunities to make presentations or delegations to council. So to say that we're not being fair. This is, to expedite the process because we have been doing this for so long. And, if anything, the community, I think, wants us to move on and make a decision, either yes or no, and move forward. They don't want to hear us talking about it anymore either. They've had ample opportunity. I've heard them. I've heard their concerns. I think everyone around this table has heard their concerns, and I'm prepared to make my decision based on what we've heard from the community over the last decade.